Let's do the dangerous one, shall we?
If you like.
To the top of the pile.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try and read this verbatim, but I'm holding it in those pliers. Those pliers you use to pull nappies out of washing machines.
Uh-huh.
Dear Danny's, my brother...
This is so awful. I might have to go out there. This is just
my brother,
the worst thing with
you. Who is straight, there, and now the rest right side, and a football fan, tells me you're always interested to hear about top players who are secretly...
Okay.
I know one. I met this guy, I won't say from where, at the Pink Chill. It's a club called Pink Chill in South London.
Okay.
Of course, South London, Danny.
Right.
He was wearing a baseball hat with a Harley Davidson logo,
mm-hmm.
dark glasses, leather jacket and trousers.
Mm-hmm.
We got on really well, even though he didn't say a lot. After the club, we went back to my place and made love.
Okay.
In the morning, I woke up and he was gone. This was 2 weeks before Christmas. Found out a few days later from one of the DJs that the guy with whom I had made love was, and then there's the name and the club of a huge football club at a very, very, very international football.
And can I just say that even from the description of the clothing stuff, this is not the first missive we've had in this direction.
No, this is about said football.
Now, what's your phrase used? We don't seek to
morally censure, we just need the facts.
Okay.
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that, and then there's the name of the footballer again, was a really good love maker, especially as he liked a bit of slap and tickle, with the emphasis on slap, if you know what I mean. This will sound very strange, but I always try to get a trophy or two from the people with whom I sleep.
This is where I might have to go have a walk.
And so, stuck to this piece of paper, I have what you will now describe to listeners at the bottom.
Well, it's not hair from his head.
It is some hairs. Not from the head.
But this...
My brother goes on... My brother says that your show is really good, and so I thought I would send it in to you. Incidentally, then he goes on to say, have either of you two ever tried it? Don't knock it till you've tried it. Maybe I'll see you.
Pete Townsend said that once, that he's willing to try it too, but I don't think...
I'm not going to give his name out here, because I think that there's so many papers to be after him. But there we have physical evidence of the act of
you
love.
You could DNA that.
The act of union.
If this were the Jurassic Park, you could take that and grow one of the most famous footballers in Britain. That's it.
You could. What pace? What pace you would have?
Yeah, exactly. There's all of that going on.
They took away our evening show. We've got to do it sometime.
No, that's fine. No, I don't mind that. Hold on, I'm thinking.
No, there's some people picketing the place already.
No, still, nothing wrong with it. Let me know. The gay aspect of it is neither here nor is it there.
Not H, not E.
The trophy.
Yeah.
And then sending it to us. Now, can I take the tongs and take that and put it in the skinful of sulfuric acid?
What I would like to investigate is the length. Now, I'm no expert on the male
rucking.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.